This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. You have probably seen books that seem to be written on the fly. This book was written on the run. The author is Dean Karnazes. He's part of a rare breed of extreme runners. One of his races involved running more than 260 miles without stopping. Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne spoke with Karnazes.
He's run across Death Valley and around the South Pole. Dean Karnazes dictated these and other adventures into his tape recorder while running, and the result is Ultra Marathon Man, Confessions of an All-Night Runner. He says through his 20s, he was just an average runner. Then,
on my 30th birthday, I was in a bar with some friends, and it was about 11 o'clock at night, and I think I had a midlife crisis. People say that's too young to have a midlife crisis, but I think that's what I had. And I excused myself, walked out of the bar, and put on some gardening shoes. I didn't have running shoes at the time, and ran off into the night. And I decided I wanted to try and run 30 miles on my 30th birthday, and I lived to tell the tale. I ran all night and made it 30 miles, and it got worse from there.
When you say you ran all night, you do run all night sometimes, right?
I frequently do. I have a family. I have a day job. So the only way I can find to fit it all in is to run all night. And one of my favorite things to do is on Friday night, you know, tuck the kids in, read them a story, and then I run up to the Napa Valley. We live in San Francisco. There's a hot springs up there we love to go to. So I'll run all night. It's about 75 miles. And then my wife will get up in the morning on Saturday, you know, grab the kids, and they'll drive up there and meet me. And then we'll spend the weekend together.
Break it down for us just a little bit. What does it take to run that many miles? Do you stop? I mean, is this straight through?
It is straight through. It took me about 75 hours to run 262 miles, and I basically did everything while I was running. No sleep. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I fell asleep on the third night while I was running. I woke up in the middle of the road. I didn't realize what happened. I thought, why am I running down the middle of the road? This is dangerous. So I meandered back over to the shoulder, and then it happened again, and I realized I was falling asleep. My eyes were closing, and I just continued merrily on my way running. I didn't fall over. I just kept going.
So sleep running.
Sleep running, yes.
A little like sleepwalking. Are you out there alone when you're doing these marathons?
A lot of them I am. So I carry with me a cell phone and a credit card. If I want some supplies in the middle of the night, if I run by 7-Eleven, I'll just pop in and grab something. When I'm out there, I'm a seafood eater, if you will. I see food, I eat it.
Meaning what? You stop for a Chinese takeout or a pizza or something?
No,
like
I don't
that?
Stop. I get these things, but I call ahead and I tell them the corner I'll be at and the time, and I have them meet me there and give them a credit card. The last guy actually walked along with me as he was doing the transaction.
I can see that. Well, do you eat pizza?
I avoid spicy foods. I don't have the pepperoni. The Hawaiian style sits really nicely. You've got to fuel the fire. And I kept a food log of one of the 200-mile runs I did. And I consumed 28,000 calories in the course of 46 hours. But I calculated I burned about 34,000 calories. So I still lost about 5 pounds.
You know, when I thought about talking to you, you know, I cast my mind back because the images I have of long-distance running have to do with either mythology or ancient history. Do you ever think of that?
Well, you know, I am 100% Greek, and my father insists that I'm from, our family's from the same village as Pheidippides, who is the first marathoner. You know, in ancient Greece, that was a very high, prestigious role in the military, is the messenger. They call them all-day runners. And no one ever mentions that Pheidippides, after running the marathon, fell over dead.
Yeah. I would wonder, do you worry at all that as healthy as you are at this moment, that this is taking a long-term toll on your body?
I take measures to see that it's not. I had my knees x-rayed recently, and the doctor said, oh, you're a runner. You're going to have the knees of a 60-year-old. And he got back the x-rays, and he said, boy, it looks like an 18-year-old. And so I don't think there are any long-term repercussions. If I thought there were, I wouldn't be doing it.
Is there, of all the places and moments and times, is there a quintessential moment?
I think if there was one moment, and a very symbolic moment, would be the night that I ran 30 miles on my 30th birthday. And about 25 miles into it, it was very foggy, it was very damp, I was very miserable. And I was climbing up a hill, and all of a sudden, I broke through the fog, and I found myself on the summit looking up, and it was crystal clear. And I just remember looking at the stars and thinking, this is where I belong. It was 3 a.m. I was extremely beat up. I just felt like this is my place in the world.
Dean Karnazes is the author of Ultra Marathon Man. This fall, he plans to run out of his San Francisco home and not stop until he's reached the 300th mile. You can see Dean Karnazes on the run at npr.org.